Welcome to Shom Machshava on the Daf, Shir sponsored by Nishmas, Arbi Akashon, and Le'ab Asitzchok. We're holding in Yevamos Daf Chof. The Gemara says that when we're speaking about the Isur of the Rabbanans, which is called Shnius La'arayis, the secondary Tarayis, the Gzeres the Rabbanan added. So the Gemara brings two Lishonos, how we call them. And according to the second Lashon, we call it Isur Gdusha. Why? So the Gemara says, Omar Abaye, the reason we call it Isur Gdusha, because kol mikayim divrei chachamim nikra kadosh, someone who listens to the rabbanon, he's called a kadosh. So tells them Rava, the kol she'enu mikayim divrei chachamim, kadosh udaloi mikri rosh shanami loy mikri. He's not. If someone, a person, violates divrei chachamim, so he's just losing the kedusha. He's a rasha. He's losing much more. Kadosh mashma that you're doing an extra milo, an extra step, an extra benefit. Elo meravus Rava says. Kaddish atzvachol b'mutar lechol. Means we're talking about that a person needs to be kaddish himself more than what he needs to do. The Torah gives some isurim, some things that people cannot do. And one has to add to it a little bit more. Rashi explains the kaddish atzvachol b'mutar lechol, we're talking about shniyus, shniyus la'arayis, the same thing that we talked about till now. That Abaye said it's kadosh, Kim Ravan says kaddish atzvachol b'mutar lechol. So what's the pshat in Rava? What is Rava changing from Abaye? Abaye also called it Kaddish. And Rava calls it Kaddish. Abaye says it's Kaddish if he's Mekayim Divrei Chachamim. And Rava says the same thing is Kaddish because he's Mekadish Atzach Lemutar Lecho. So what changed? Indeed, the Maharal in Beragoylo learns different than Rashi. Because the Maharal in Beragoylo says that Rava argues in Abaye. Abaye explains the Isur Gedusha is the Isur Shniyos, which is the Isur Derabbanan. Came Rav and said, no, Isur Derabbanan, that's not Kedusha. That is the minimal amount the person needs to do. A person is required to listen to Derabbanan, it's not Kedusha. So Rav says, Kedusha refers to something that a person is not obligated to do. He's arguing what Abaye explains in the Mishnah. According to the Maharal, Rav holds that Kedusha means anything you're now required to do, the Derabbanan did not ask you to do. And that makes more sense. That's we understand where Rav is arguing in Abaye. But according to what Rashi explains, what is Rava saying different than Abaye? They both agree that Gedusha refers to Shniyos, to the Isur Derabbanan. So what did he add? So Reb Tzadok HaKohen in the Sefer Yisrael Gedoshim answers this. And he says, it really depends, there's two different aspects of the Isur. Once Rabbanan were Oyser something, once Rabbanan said something is prohibited, so obviously from here on, you must listen to Divrei Chachamim. And someone who does not do it, that doesn't listen to Chachamim, he's a Rasha. It's a requirement. But when you look at the original Takana, when Rabbanan came and added something new, that addition that Rabbanan added in Divrei Torah, the Minat Torah, you were not Asur, the person was not prohibited on Shneirs. And Rabbanan came and added a new layer. When they added it, they added Gedusha. They did Kaddish Atzvach HaMutar Lecho. So Rav and Abaye are not arguing what's Gedusha. Gedusha is Shneirs. But the question is from when, which perspective we're talking about. Abaye is talking about today. For a person to listen to Chacham means Kedusha. Says Rava, no, to listen to Chacham is not Kaddish. Now you're required to do it, a person doesn't do it, he's a Rasha. For the perspective of the Takon of Chazal, when Chazal started it, that was Kaddish Atzcha and Mutalcha. That was an addition, something that we added more than what we had. The original Takon, that's Kedusha. And Reb Tzadok takes it one step forward. Because we have a very similar discussion in the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim. The Torah tells us, Kedoshim to you. Says Rashi, what does it mean, Kedoshim to you? Havu prushim in arayis umin aveiru. A person needs to go away from arayis. That's the Kedusha of Am Yisrael. Says the Ramban, that's not Kedoshim. Kedoshim means, as our Gemara says over here, Kadesh atzocha b'mutar lecha. Meaning only when a person adds more than what is required, that's Kedusha. That a person does something they doesn't need to do, then he shows he's Kaddish. So almost sounds like it's the same machlekes here in the Gemara. You have machlekes Rashi and Ramban there in Parshas Kedoshim. Says Reb Tzadok that the Pshat in Rashi is the same idea that he said over here to explain what Rava says. For the fact that the Torah gives us an Isur of Arayas, the fact that Torah tells you that you should be prohibited from being in a contact with something which is not appropriate, the beginning of that takana, the beginning of the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is to make Am Yisrael Kadosh, to add Gedusha to Am Yisrael. Now, once that mitzvah happened, once we have already that tzivah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, a person doesn't list that he's a Rasha. But from the perspective of the mitzvah, so to speak, from the perspective of HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah, that mitzvah is a mitzvah of Kedusha. We give, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to us, and Chazal give to us in Yonim, to make us more Kaddish, to Kaddish Atzmecha B'mutalecha, to add Kedusha to our life. Once it's established, now it's something that if a person violates it, he's a Rasha. But the beginning of the Takana, the beginning of the mitzvah, starts with Kedusha. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.